You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What is trending? Somebody in Washington State, not D.C., but up in the Northwest, did have the winning numbers on last night's Powerball jackpot. $750 million. It's the ninth largest jackpot in U.S. history. It's just one person, one ticket. So now they got to do... Now that person has to go through the whole, who do I tell, who do I not tell? What else is going on in trending? Jeremy, you love the show Yellowstone. Are you all caught up with it?
I am. Yep.
There's talk that Kevin Costner might be leaving it.
Oh no, boy. That's not going to happen. This is a big moneymaker for him.
They say scheduling conflicts. He's directing and starring in a Western film, and that could lead to the original Yellowstone coming to an end when season 5 wraps up later this year.
He'll make it work.
But the show is so popular, there's talk about having a spinoff with Matthew McConaughey.
Oh, barf.
All right. Anyway, so that's news. Who are the most highly regarded celebrities? According to a BuzzFeed poll, the highest regarded celebrities, Keanu Reeves and Danny DeVito.
Why not? He seems lovable.
Followed by Dolly Parton, Ryan Reynolds, and Blake Lively. And Ryan and Blake are married. They all got over 90% positive responses from people. At the bottom end of this spectrum, which celebrities are not held in high regard? Number one or number last, however you want to look at it, Mark Zuckerberg from Facebook.
Oh, creepy eyes.
94% of people have a negative opinion of him.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Can you imagine going through life where 94% of people think you're a jerk?
Hate you? Oh, man.
I mean, with you and me, it's just like 50-50.
Right.
94?
That's a lot.
Cool. What else is trending?
Well, if you're interested in the United States political system, just a reminder that the State of the Union address is on tonight. The story here says only 28% of Americans plan on watching at least some of it. I usually plunk down and watch the entire thing, you know, and there's running there's running commentary and jokes and all that. But we usually make our kids sit down and watch this kind of stuff. I think it's good.
Did you ever watch Mystery Science Theater 3000?
No.
You know what it's about, though? You know, the characters that are watching a movie and they're commenting the whole time on it?
Yeah.
I need an MST3K version of the State of the Union.
Well, that's just essentially everybody's dads standing there pacing and making comments.
Right.
Leonardo DiCaprio is in trending this morning, and I'll tell you why. People online are saying, ew, gross. Leo is reportedly dating another model, which is not a shocker, but here's the shocking part. She's 19 years old. Yeesh. Eden Polani, hey, a model from Israel. She's got 200,000 followers on Instagram. But anyway, I guess they've been spotted together. They've been spotted together a couple times, it sounds like, and there is a 29-year age gap there, you guys. But it's no secret that that's kind of Leo's thing, is he dates some extremely young women, but this is his youngest.
They are both of age. They both can make decisions. Yep. Why is it anybody's business?
Well, it's tiptoeing into creepy old man status now at this point. Because he's pushing 50, and he's with that 19-year-old.
But she has made the decision to be in this relationship.
I know. So anyway.
It's creepy if he like comes on to her and she's like, ooh, get the hell away from me.
But maybe not.
But if she's like, yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, girl.
Yeah, I don't understand. I mean,
the outside perspective, though. If you got a guy that's pushing 50 and he's with like a 19-year-old, I mean, it's...
He's not your normal 50-year-old guy.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 50-year-old Benny, you know, in accounting, you know, if he's out picking up 19-year-old girls, I mean, we're all gonna... This is Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah, live it up, Leo. Live it up. Oh, that's a little weird to me. Here's some of the other celebrity stuff
going
on this morning.
You don't like age differences in relationships, though.
No, I don't mind it. But that one is like...
You've said a lot
like
to me about mine over the years.
Yours isn't a 30-year age gap,
No,
though.
But you have still
yours
made
is like
snarky
25.
Comments about various relationships I've had.
Yeah.
But I'm not like Leo. I mean, I have dated women older than me, too. So
you
I've
sure
done
have.
Both.
Didn't
so.
Last, though, did it?
Well, not
those
my
didn't,
fault.
Those didn't last long.
They died.
Speaking of... Speaking of awkward relationships...
Should you hit the dumb button? Should I not have said that?
Nope, too late now. J-Lo and Ben Affleck are trending today. I don't know if you guys have seen the video.
They didn't die. For those of you, I was just kidding. I was just...
Nobody died during this trending report.
It was just... I'm just joking.
He's just goofing. He's just...
I'm sorry. What was this next story
about? Ben Affleck, Jennifer Lopez, this video and pictures making the rounds this morning of those two wackadoos at the Grammys. Some camera guy got them looking very awkward, having a bit of a tiff, a bit of a fight during the award show. He's like saying something into her ear. She's all irritated. There's this shot where she puts her hand on her chest and mouths to Ben, "Sit up straight."
Oh.
And he's got a super annoyed look on his face. And anyway, they finally discover that the cameraman is on them.
Sit
and they
up straight.
They try
it's
to
like
act
you're
all normal.
Out with a child.
Yeah, they were fighting.
I saw the memes that Ben looked bored during the whole thing. I didn't know they were
fighting.
Bad
look, a bad mood going on. Something was going on. We had a woman text in during the earlier trending report today, and she said something to the effect of, you know, Ben looked like a husband that was dragged or pulled along to like a company event that he didn't want to go to. Like any other normal guy, like going.
Yeah, it's the Grammy Awards. It's her.
He didn't want to be there.
He's not a singer. He doesn't care.
He doesn't care.
By the way, that's one of those relationships where, you know, she's the one that was robbing the cradle in that one. She's older than Ben Affleck.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And then the only other big thing trending this morning is Tom Brady and the picture of him in his underpants. Yeah. I thought about posting that on our Facebook, but then I didn't because I just...
That guy...
Makes me feel bad about myself.
He's, what, 45 years old now?
Yeah, he looks really good, doesn't he?
The dude looks like he's 21 in that photo. I'm not talking about the face filter that he obviously put on.
Oh, I don't think so.
But the body?
But
holy
the body?
Crap.
He's making good on some bet that he did on Twitter, and he posted a picture of himself sitting essentially naked on the side of his bed. In his little underpants.
Do you want to do a bet between you and me where the loser has to pose in their underwear?
I sure don't. I really, really don't.
You sure?
So if you're interested in that, just Google Tom Brady in his underpants this morning. You'll find
it. It's all over the place.
All right. Clickbait me, DT.
Clickbait.
Facebook is where you can find us, Dom and Jeremy, on Facebook. Two things you need to check out. Kids at an elementary school in Wisconsin may have just set a new world record by using more than 7,000 cereal boxes as dominoes. They set them up there in the gym and let them do.
That's always cool.
Kind of
don't you love watching that
kind of mesmerizing
stuff when they
it's
fall
mesmerizing.
Down? I mean, and they did take the 7,000 boxes and then donate them to food banks. So
it's very smart. Very
it was
kind.
Not a waste of food for those of you who would be upset about that.
The second thing on there you need to check out is 14 dogs in Germany broke a world record for the most dogs in a conga line.
So
you're welcome. You're welcome for posting that. It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
There you go.